The Rhinelander Chamber of Commerce is looking to make it easier for nonprofits to connect with potential volunteers. For WJJQ News, I'm Zach Garner. On Monday, the Rhinelander Chamber of Commerce announced the launch of a centralized community volunteer website. The project was developed by Leadership Oneida County. That team included Angela Badow, who said, "Strong communities are built through the collective efforts of their citizens. The chamber is excited to offer nonprofit organizations an additional tool to promote volunteer opportunities that enhance the Rhinelander area through their volunteer service." She also explained how the process works. Nonprofits are able to submit their volunteer needs, which are then displayed on an online calendar. The public is able to see not only the volunteering dates and times, but also other details and requirements, as well as contact information. With the launch this week, the calendar is still relatively light on opportunities, but they expect it to fill rather quickly. For those that would like to check it out, the page is part of the Rhinelander Chamber website with the address rhinelanderchamber.com/volunteer. We'll include a link in the online version of the story. Fittingly, with their service area across what is known as the Northwoods, Aspirus Health continues to be an industry leader in trees. This past week, the Arbor Day Foundation named 15 Aspirus Health hospitals as Tree Campus Healthcare Institutions for their commitment to planting, nurturing, and celebrating trees. Locally, that included their Eagle River, Rhinelander, Woodruff, Tomahawk, and Merrill campuses. Andrew Miller is a director of system facilities management at Aspirus. He says, "As a health system, we recognize the critical importance trees play in the health of individuals and communities," adding, "We believe planting and caring for trees is the right thing to do and aligns with our mission of healing people, promoting health, and strengthening communities." To receive the designation, Aspirus has met a list of criteria, including investing in a tree campus program, community education on the importance of trees, and completing a community forest project. And with 15 spots, Aspirus makes up nearly a third of all recipients. Currently, just 50 hospitals around the entire country carry that designation. Local unemployment estimates ticked up slightly last month. The Department of Workforce Development released the jobs data from the month of March. The state as a whole saw a mixed bag. When compared to February, the March rates were down in 24 counties, up in 41, and stayed the same in 7 counties. Here in the Northwoods, month-over-month rates were up less than a percentage point. Lincoln County going from 4% even in February to 4.1% in March. Oneida County from 4.3% to 4.7%. County from 5% to 5.2%. All three counties were up slightly from March of last year as well. Lincoln County Sheriff's Office recovered stolen ATV tires after an individual attempted to sell them online. According to the Lincoln County Sheriff's report, that incident began last week when a Hazelhurst man reported his ATV fell off the trailer and into a ditch near Highway 51 and 8 in the town of Bradley. The man planned to come back and retrieve it at another time. However, when he returned to the area, the tires were missing. Several days later, the man reported finding those tires in a posting for sale on Facebook Marketplace. The investigating deputy followed up on the post. A 45-year-old Merrill man admitted to taking the tires and stated he believed the vehicle had been abandoned. They did not indicate whether charges will be filed. It was actually a busy week for thefts in the Lincoln County Sheriff's report. Over the weekend, a Gleason woman reported her wallet was stolen from her vehicle. The vehicle was parked at the Merrill Memorial Forest while she utilized the bike trail. She did say the vehicle was unlocked at the time. The wallet was located in her purse on the passenger seat. As part of the investigation, there were reports of a 90s model SUV, possibly a Toyota 4Runner, in the area at the time. And deputies are also investigating a burglary in the town of Merrill, which was reported in progress. The incident happened last Monday on Hillside Drive. Reporting party observed two men exit a building and run into a field. The two individuals allegedly stole a set of Wisconsin license plates, AXC7430. Deputies checked with several neighbors in the area. One reported seeing a suspicious 90s model blue Chevy Blazer with two male occupants in the area. They continue to investigate. Those who participated in the annual Wisconsin Conservation Congress spring surveys overwhelmingly supported restrictions on excessive boat wakes. Each spring, the DNR and the Wisconsin Conservation Congress partner to offer advisory questions on outdoor resource management. Earlier this month, they offered around 50 questions on a variety of topics. More than 19,000 people participated, and on Monday, the WCC and DNR released those results. This year's survey featured several questions on the topic of what are generally referred to as wake boats. boats. These boats typically include a ballast system designed to create a larger wake for the purpose of wake surfing. Among them were proposed rules that would restrict the use of wake boats on small lakes, those less than 1,500 acres and less than 20 feet deep. On larger lakes, it would require these boats operate more than 700 feet from shore and other users. According to the results, nearly 11,000 people supported those rules, about 3,800 opposed, approximately 1,300 people did not have an opinion. The results of these surveys are advisory. Previous efforts to restrict wake boats have failed to gain steam in the legislature. Last fall, Republican lawmakers introduced a bill which failed to advance. Full list of results from the survey are available on the DNR's website. The Nokomis Fire Department recently recognized a number of firefighters for their service. Over the weekend, the department held their annual awards banquet, known as Mary's Dinner, in honor of former first responder Mary Muckerhide. Three firefighters were up for Member of the Year, an award voted on by the members themselves. In the end, it was new Fire Chief Joe Jelinek who was selected, recognized for stepping into the role as well as the way he handled the leadership transition. Other two nominees were Dakota Jelinek and Keith Pluckelman. They also presented a booster award to an individual or individuals who stepped up to help the Nokomis Fire Department but aren't a member. That was shared by Rhinelander Fire Chief Brian Tonicor and Assistant Chief Dan Bauer. And lastly, the Nokomis Fire Department recognized their retirees for years of service and dedication, including Cody Brown, 11 years, Linda Cole, 17 years, and Don Reichert with 28 years of service. With spring in full swing, it's time for area trails and campgrounds to open for the season, and we've received several opening announcements and updates this week. Most trails in the region do close during the transition from winter to spring in order to protect them as the frost leaves the ground and trails dry out. It also allows for trail maintenance. Both groups we heard from this week caution that their trails will likely be in early season condition. As for those announcements, up in the Schwamigan, Nicolet National Forest Recreation Trails will be opening up tomorrow, and most of their campgrounds will reopen on Thursday. The Oneida County Forestry Land and Recreation Department announced that their spring, summer, fall ATV-UTV trails will be opening as of 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. In addition to the Oneida County trails, the Enterprise Campground will also be opening tomorrow as well. That's a look at the local news. For WJJQ, I'm Zach Garner.